The sounds of success vary from person to person. Success sounds like this to a Credenz soybean grower. Along with 43 new varieties this year, Credenz soybeans come with agronomic expertise from BASF. That means expert advisors who bring local insights on seed selection, management decisions, and crop protection options. Knowing the kind of success you're shooting for? That's smart. Talk to your authorized Credenz retailer or local BASF seed advisor. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Well, now that we got fertilizer squared away, let's talk about a positive outlook for the future. 2020, a lot of excitement and optimism. In spite of all of the negative things that are going on with agriculture, some anti-animal, there's just a lot of people that, the carbon footprint and all that is in the news. But get a load of these facts. Cheese consumption is at its highest point ever. Butter is at a 50-year consumption high. So not only is agriculture poised for growth, the dairy industry is well positioned for future growth. And so Midwest Dairy is trying to capitalize on that. Megan Sheets is Midwest Dairy Consumer Insights Manager, and she's got some things to talk about here. Hello, Megan.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Glad the weekend is upon us. We can...
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can have some ice cream and pizza and consume some of that cheese, and I'm going to put a little extra butter on my toast tomorrow morning, so...
Well, we would love that.
You have a webinar coming up next Thursday. It's entitled Millennials and Milk, Three Ways to Reach the Largest Buying Population. So what's this webinar all about?
Well, we know that milk has a household penetration rate of 94%. And so we really took a step back to look at where can we increase dairy demand and what audience is that with? And after reviewing lots of different pieces of market research and analyzing and synthesizing and developing some consumer insights, we really see a great opportunity with millennials for dairy category growth. A lot of these consumers are starting families and purchasing extra dairy, putting extra dairy in their cart to support their family. And so with lots of various different data points that we learned about this segment, we decided, okay, we're going to take a deeper dive and look at how do millennials shop for milk specifically different than any other generation. So that's kind of the core of what we're sharing during this next week's webinar. And then in addition to that, how do they shop differently for milk? How can we connect with millennials to ensure future growth?
Megan, answer your own question there. How are millennials? Now, we know they're different, but how are they different when it comes to purchasing or consuming dairy products?
Well, without giving too much away, I can say that what's one really interesting fact is that while we might assume that millennials are shopping online for dairy, millennials are still resistant, just like other generations, to buying online. However, they are more open to it. They still do have that little bit of resistance and barrier to purchase there. But what we do know is there's some huge opportunities. We learned from this study that there's a lot of millennials, specifically even the younger segment of millennials, that love going shopping, that enjoy the act of shopping, and they also really care about convenience. Millennials, more than any other generation, care about convenience. And so how can we capitalize on that need for convenience, that need for value? They really care about value more than price. We know that price is important to them. But when it comes to purchasing milk, they're looking at value and kind of that holistic picture of not only the nutritional profile of milk, but also where does this milk come from? Was it sustainably produced? There's a lot of things on their mind. And so, again, this webinar is really highlighting the different steps we can take to make sure that we're meeting all of those needs.
I certainly get the fact that, convenience is key and online shopping is key because of the convenience. And, hey, they can have it delivered, whether it's delivered by Amazon or Walmart or Whole Foods or even the local grocery store. I get buying cheese online or some of the other butter online, and, have 10 pounds of butter delivered. That's great. But how about fluid milk? I mean, is going to the store still important to the millennials?
It really is. And so, again, we know they're still a little bit resistant to specifically buy milk online, even though they are purchasing some other categories online. But the thing that's really interesting is that for fluid milk, we're seeing this other trend kind of in Europe pop up that is really starting to come to the United States, which is more of that return of the milkman. So with that convenience, consumers, specifically millennials, don't like running out of milk. They're buying milk on stock-up trips. And so one way to add that convenience to them that is more embracing technology and the online platform is a subscription-based delivery model for milk. We know they care about sustainability and where it comes from and what's more sustainable than local. So that's something that we included in this research is, are millennials really interested in a subscription-based delivery model for milk? So we're excited to share what we learned.
All right. And now, a long, long time ago, when on the farm I was growing up, we quit milking cows and the milk delivery truck started showing up in the rural North Dakota. We got the cartons of milk, the half gallons, and we got a bunch of them. But I've seen on TV some commercials featuring millennials with the glass, the old style glass bottle of milk. Are they going for the old glass bottle of milk with the round top?
That's a really interesting question. Glass bottles, specifically bottles, but glass packaging is something that we have seen an increase when we're looking at sales for 2019. That's a segment that we've seen increase. However, it's still definitely not the majority of the packaging that we're seeing. So the majority of the packaging that we're seeing is still more of that traditional gallon. But as we look at the shift in what's coming next, we think that millennials are interested in various packaging options, specifically ones that are sustainable. And a lot of programs with the glass packaging, the consumer can just bring it right back to the grocery store for an immediate recycle. So that is definitely something we've got our eye on for an upcoming trend.
All right. Megan Sheets, who is Midwest Dairy's Manager of Consumer Insights. Got the webinar next Thursday, the 27th of February, Millennials and Milk, Three Ways to Reach the Largest Buying Population. Would you like people to pre-register, or can we just log on to a website and participate?
We would encourage people to go to MidwestDairy.com, and on the website, under the retail portion, they can find where to register in advance. So that's what I would encourage. We'd be registering in advance for the webinar, but we'll be accepting new registrations all the way up to noon that day.
All right. It is a webinar that's totally free. And the title again, Three Ways to Reach the Largest Buying Population. Megan, I think we've talked about a couple of those ways. What is, the last point you'd like to make as far as trying to reach millennials to increase dairy product purchases?
The last point I would make is just that we really know that millennials do shop for milk a little bit differently after this study, which is very exciting to have those insights, to be able to partner with retailers to really create that unique experience for millennials. So we know we need to make their shopping easier, planning for the trip. We know we need to add some incentives for them to stock up on milk. I'm excited to talk through some of what those could be. And then really getting that shelf assortment and variety right, and giving them multiple options. And how can we embrace technology to, as we talked about in this interview, how can they have it delivered or maybe a subscription, but then also keeping front of mind that they are enjoying shopping for milk in the store still, that is still very relevant for this audience. So how do we make those great experiences for them in store? So we hope you tune in to learn more.
All right. Go to Midwest Dairy website, and you said under the retail tab, that's where you can pre-register.
Yes.
All right. Millennials and Milk, Three Ways to Reach the Largest Buying Population. Megan Sheets, Midwest Dairy Consumer Insights Manager. Hey, thanks for the work you do, and thanks for the radio visit. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All righty.